Aidan Foley started out recording gospel and chimarenga music in Zimbabwe, but has worked for most of his career in Dublin, producing and engineering records that spanned a considerable distance from Christy Moore to My Bloody Valentine. Foley has spent more than 20 years setting up and running studios in Dublin and currently runs Master Labs, where he specializes in audio restoration and the arcane art of mastering, a record industry process that can seem like voodoo even to those who created the music on which Foley operates. Culturefile's Louis Scully went to Foley's studios off Dublin Sheriff Street to meet the master.
I'm Aidan Foley, mastering engineer at Master Labs here in Dublin. I was probably pulling apart tape recorders and not quite putting them back together again. Age of 8 or 9 years old, I'd say.
Good old tape.
I started going into little studios, Baptist recording studio, little church studios and stuff like that. By the age of 16, I was working in a studio called Frontline Studios and Shed Studios in Zimbabwe. And we were recording chimarenga music and gospel music, and that was the revolutionary music that the freedom fighters sung. This is in Rhodesia, and so Thomas Mfumo and the Bundu Boys, bands like that. My father moved to Africa in the 50s when he was 18 to work with the railways. Because I had a drum kit, I was allowed to come into the studio. There's only a couple of instruments in the country, and so I kind of got my way in by owning a drum kit, and I kind of donated it to the studio. I wasn't allowed to hit record, but I was allowed to hit play and rewind and do that, so I suppose that was the start of it. I studied in America. I went to a college called the Recording Workshop in the middle of Ohio, in the middle of nowhere. It was a real eye-opener for me. I thought I could play the drums until I got there, and then these guys, and I was like, kunk, 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 you know, and then these Americans and all the rest are just like, and I went, okay, you know what? I'm not a drummer, I'm an engineer. I got a good mark, a good grade at the end, and moved to London, where I went straight to Abbey Road. I said, give me a job, I'm brilliant. And they went, well, come back to us in 6 months' time or 12 months' time. We'll put your CV on the record and call you when we have a space. And I was like, what? So I actually ended up coming to Dublin for a wedding. I was supposed to fly back to Zimbabwe on the Monday, but I went down to Temple Bar, walked into Sun Studios, which was just opening. I mean, they hadn't quite fitted it out fully yet. And I got a job there in Sun Studios. Not paid, but they bought me my bus ticket to come in and out. I used to get 50p for each cassette I'd made and copied. So that was my first income. After about 2 or 3 weeks, the engineer didn't turn up. One of the guys was sick for the day. So I jumped into the hot seat and cut my first 7-inch single for, I think it was the Mary Stokes Band. And then over the next 2 or 3 years, it was Aslan, Something Happens, Cactus World News, those kind of artists, really great rock bands. I then got an Inner City Enterprise Board loan just coming out in 1996. And I set up my first mastering studio in what was called the factory, which is Boland Mills. No mixing, no recording, no microphones or anything, just purely mastering. I was there for maybe about 3 or 4 years. Got approached by Winmar Lane to set up a mastering studio. So I set up a lovely studio there. It was a 5.1 surround sound, and that was in and around 99. I was probably there for maybe 4 or 5 years. Van Morrison bought the studio at that point, so we all moved out. I'm pushing out the door. Mastering is essentially trying to bring out the best in a track. It's about getting the rhythm and the balance of the music right. If you're a mixing engineer, you're very close to the track and you do the reverbs and this and the tuning, the vocals and all that kind of stuff. And it's quite hard to see the holistic picture. The tracks come into me and I've got fresh ears. I've got quite a highly tuned listening room. When I put it on, I can immediately go, okay, well, the bass drum is way too low on that. Or, gosh, those cymbals are just taking your head off there, you know? And, or, why is the vocal so low? These are things that just can get missed in the mix. the aim of the job is to make it as playable across all formats. You play it on your little Bluetooth speaker, you play it on a huge system, you hear it on the radio, or you play it at the club. It's really going to work across all of those formats. So every single unit you see here, no matter what it is, it's all half dB switched. That way there's the accuracy between the left and right is exact. About 8 years ago, I had an opportunity to buy an old vinyl record factory from Africa. It was all scrap, chucked in a shed left outside. It was probably about 50, 60 pieces of equipment, 8 or 10 presses, the galvanics, the cutting lathes, chucked them into some containers, shipped them over here. And where we are now in the Castle Forbes Business Park, I set up this factory. So that would have been the first vinyl factory here since the 70s. No one knew how to make records. I didn't know how to make records. The chemicals used, the industrial processing, the steam boilers, the hydraulics, the pneumatics. It's an incredibly complicated thing. So I got a lot of help from people around the world. A lot of people wouldn't give away their secrets and their secret formulas. So there was an awful lot of trial and error. So I ran the factory for maybe 4 or 5 years, something like that. The margins were pretty low. And I was running the factory in a kind of a 9-to-5 type thing. Whereas when you're manufacturing on that scale, it's really a 24-hour thing. You don't want to be turning off steam boilers and waiting an hour for them to heat up in the mornings. And so I chose to sell the majority of the big pressing gear. I put it on the market and it ended up going to the Czech Republic. I didn't really want to be a businessman running a factory, but I love the smell of newly cut vinyl. When you pull out the blank disc out of the box, here is a box of 1960s acetates. I have a smell of that. Can you get
that's
that?
A good smell.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Aidan Foley there at Master Labs in Dublin. Louis Scully was the reporter, and if you'd like to hear more of Aidan's credits, check your sleeve notes.